Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, celebrating the 23rd anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Fair warning, we're a little bit extra obnoxious this week as we celebrate this milestone. And we're very happy to have Steve Forbes with us, continue our visit with him. He's been a great member of our brain trust now for 18 years. He's chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, author of a bunch of books, including Money, which has been made into a video, and many others. Steve, tell us about your podcasts and your other media stuff that you're doing now.
Well, I'm doing a podcast once a week. Runs about an hour. Goes up on Friday, and we interview interesting people. For example, Jim, we just had an interview with Barbara Barrett. She's Secretary of the Air Force.
Yeah,
extraordinary story. And she's bringing into being something, another thing Trump was ridiculed
the first female head of the Air Force.
And she was the first female civilian to land an F-18 fighter aircraft on a moving aircraft carrier.
Wow.
And she trained as an astronaut years ago in her late 50s, passed it in Russia, learning Russian and training as an astronaut, as a backup astronaut for the space station.
Wow.
Passed. So she's the real deal, and she's bringing into being the Space Force, which everyone made fun of 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and Trump talked about it. But by golly, when you realize just on GPS how much we're dependent on that and how much all those satellites we have up there are vulnerable to attack from China, Russia, and Iran, it's an important thing.
I agree. And how can they find you, your work there?
The what?
How can they find you online? How can they find your podcast? How would they do that?
They can go on YouTube or Spotify or Apple and type in
your name.
Steve Forbes.
Yeah.
Just type in the name and the podcast and the webcast will come up, especially the webcast.
Right.
It's interesting stuff out there.
Well, check it
out.
And
I had an interview with a woman named Martine. She is coming up with a new way to Martine Rothblatt, new ways to make artificial organs. And she feels in a few years, she already saved her daughter from a rare disease, in a few years where you won't have to worry about being on a list if you need a heart replacement or lung replacement.
I'll be done.
Amazing progress. So, interesting stuff.
So check that out, folks, online, steveforbes.com. Just go to Steve Forbes and on those platforms. Hey, Steve, when you look out across the election process, the vote count, all the irregularities that are being alleged, the affidavits that have been signed, the computer glitches that many believe are out there, Rudy Giuliani says he already knows of enough irregularities to change the election. That's a big statement. What do you think?
Well, he's got to put the proof out there as these days go by, because, as you know, states are going to start to certify this stuff starting next week, these state results. So he's got to get that evidence out there. But there's no question irregularities took place, Jim. And amazingly, in California, vote harvesting, which is illegal in most states, is legal in California.
Tell them what vote harvesting. Tell them what that means.
What they do is they go to nursing homes and places like that, or even dead people, and they give you a ballot to fill out. They're allowed to watch you fill it out. And then they put in an envelope, and then they're supposed to deliver it to the election officials. No one is watching them. No one licenses them. And if they see you voting the wrong way, they just toss away your ballot. And that's legal in California.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing that stuff is.
I don't understand this. Have we lost, after this election, have we completely lost control of our elections in America?
I think it's going to go in the opposite direction in California. Republicans said, if that's legal, we're going to do our own harvesting in a legal way. What they did is they took, they went into churches. They didn't look at how you voted, but they knew you'd probably go their way. And so that's why one of the reasons why we picked up seats is we did it the right way. But they said out there, you know, in California, if you didn't have a 10,000 vote lead as a Republican, as in a current congressional candidate, they knew you'd be lose the election in the following days as mysterious ballots would appear. So they're fighting it. We got to do it in other states.
What do you know about the? What do you know about the technology? The Dominion computer program allegations. Do you know anything about that?
Not firsthand. Although there's a reputation that dictators love these machines because it's easier to manipulate an election. And they should, one of the reforms, we got to go for a straightforward voting machine backed up by paper ballots. So if there's a recount, you don't have to rely on the numbers on the machine. You simply count the paper and do it that way. This highfalutin software is just an invitation for mischief.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Especially, and allegedly, they can watch it in real time and change it in real time to whatever they want to be. Folks, this is scary stuff. Steve, real quick, before we go to a break, if you had to handicap Trump's chances of overcoming these four or five states that where we think they've gone the wrong way illegally, what would you do? What percentage would you give for his chances?
Very, very low, because the two biggies, Pennsylvania and Michigan, the leads are huge, and I'm not sure they have the time to really delve into it. I could see him switching Georgia and Arizona, but the others are tough.
Wow, that's something. All right, stand by. Right back with Steve Forbes. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.